Nolte, Trump election optimism, only 39% say America's best days over. By John Nolte on November 25, 2024. According to a post-election survey from CBS News/YouGov, the American people are optimistic that our best days are ahead of us. The pollster surveyed 2,232 U.S. adults between November 19 to 22 and asked, "Do you feel America's best days are, in its past, right now, or, in its future?" Only 39% said the past, while 50% said the future, and 11% chose right now. Those under 30 chose the future by the widest margin, 60%. Those aged 30 to 44 and aged 45 to 64 were about tied, choosing the future at 51% and 49%, respectively. Those 65 and over came in the lowest at 47%. It's heartening to see 60% of young people so optimistic. If you believe the corporate media, you'd think the re-election of Donald Trump would put the youth in the doldrums, fearing concentration camps and pogroms. Liberals and moderates are not too keen on the future, with only 36% and 43% choosing that option, respectively. Conservatives, obviously buoyed by the recent election, said America's best days are in the future at a rate of 68%. A full 53% of Hispanics chose the future, as did a plurality of Black Americans, with 44%. When you look at the right track slash wrong track numbers over the past years, these numbers come into context as a step in the right direction. What a difference an election makes. In a little over 50 days, former President Trump is walking into office with 59% approving of his handling of the transition and only 41% disapproving. A majority of 55% are happy or satisfied with Trump's victory, and only 44% are dissatisfied or angry. More voters also approve of Trump's specific cabinet choices than disapprove. For Secretary of State, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, is seen as a good choice by 44%, while only 25% say he was not a good choice. The rest didn't know enough about Rubio to answer. To run Health and Human Services, 47% say Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a good choice. Only 34% disagree. The rest want to know more. For Secretary of Defense, 33% approve of Pete Hegseth, while 28% disapprove and 39% have not heard enough. The bottom line here is that Trump is finally getting what he should have gotten when he took office the first time in 2017, which is treated and seen as a legitimate president. The shock of his upset victory against Hillary Clinton, combined with the 24/7 media assault of lies, Russia collusion hoax, etc., combined with Trump's own lack of discipline. This go-round, he was wonderfully disciplined in the closing weeks of the campaign and has been downright presidential during this transition, stole that from him. Instead of being seen as our president, he was seen by too much of the public as a fluke, a mistake, a programming error in the matrix. The result was no honeymoon period, and it was grotesque to watch and pretty amazing what he managed to still get accomplished. This time it's different. He won a crushing victory in the Electoral College. He won the popular vote, he won the House and U.S. Senate. Donald Trump is the President of the United States and is seen as such by the American people. And what he's been through these last 8 years to earn what was rightfully his 8 years ago finally is how he won the country's respect, even if it is grudging from some quarters. Free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.